Federal procurements have to be greener, more efficient, less redundant, include more oversight. Plenty of new rules are out there facing agencies and companies that want to do business with the federal government. Guy Timberlake is the Chief Visionary Officer and CEO of the American Small Business Coalition. And he joins us now live to discuss the climate of federal contracting for fiscal year 2011. Mr. Timberlake, good morning to you.
Amy Morris, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing terrific, thanks. And I understand that you have conducted an informal poll of your ASBC membership. What did you find when you talked to them about the climate of federal contracting as it is now?
Well, and one of the things that was interesting is, and we actually expanded the poll beyond our members. We went to folks we know from around the community as well. But what we found out, I don't think, was really much of a surprise, except that instead of it just being small companies who were, you know, feeling victimized, as it were, we actually talked to a number of mid-tier companies, folks that were, you know, anywhere from $250 million in annual revenues up to almost $1 billion. And the consensus was pretty much the same, that they're really leery of what's happening on the Hill. You know, the term budget gains came up a few times relative to the lack of establishing budgets in a timely fashion between the White House and Congress. And also a lot of angst associated with the way contracts are and are not flowing out this year. So a lot of folks are kind of are in a holding pattern right now, waiting for the other shoe to drop.
So just to be clear, you got this feedback from small, medium, and large companies, and what they had related to you was about, and I want to make sure that I heard you right, budget gains, G-A-M as in Michael, E-S, right?
That is correct.
Go ahead.
No, sorry. No, it was the games that they feel that are being played on the Hill right now. They don't feel that Congress, generally speaking, has the best interest of industry at heart right now. I mean, and that's just, you know, our segment as it relates to government contracting, obviously not the rest of the country, too. But they just feel that, you know, the changes are being made or policies are being considered or implemented with not a lot of forethought.
So you've been doing this for a long time. I wonder if you are finding, you know, personally, not just anecdotally, but what you're experiencing, if the conditions for doing business with the federal government are getting worse or if they're stagnant. What are you finding?
Well, and it's a little bit of both, quite honestly. Some of the feedback we got, and again, just the things that I'm seeing right now, have to do with, I think a lot of things are going to remain the same for, you know, for a few years to come relative to growth. In the federal sector, I mean, it's, you know, there are budgets that are being cut, then we hear that the budgets are going to increase, then we hear they're going to be cut again. So there's a lot of uncertainty in that area, but also just from the standpoint of some of the policies that are in play right now, you know, and it's not just, you know, policies affecting small business. It's you know, contractors across the board, but some of the examples we were given have to do with, for example, the VA's new recertification program for service-disabled veterans. And I've heard from just a multitude of service-disabled vet business owners who were talking about the amount of paperwork that VA is asking for on an annual basis just to prove ownership is more comprehensive than what they use to, for example, go become a vendor for the National Security Agency or get a GSA schedule.
So when you talk about the different causes, you've been talking about money and resources, the political climate, of course, and all of these new rules that are coming down the pike. Is it because these policies seem to really put a lot of the onus and a lot of the pressure then on the businesses that want to do business with the federal government?
Well, it's putting onus on them, but it's also, again, the government is in a significant adjustment period with understaffed acquisition corps, for one, so they have to do a lot more with a lot less from the standpoint of getting contracts competed, awarded, and then managed. And so that is, you know, one of the challenges that's happening right now. We heard from folks who are feeling the trickle-down effect of, you know, those that are subcontractors, those contracts aren't being processed, and so they're sitting on the fence waiting to go back billable. Some of them have been billable for 6-7 months now on contracts they've already been awarded. So it's, it's a number of factors, that are really, you know, there's something is being put on the backs of contractors, but also there are, I guess, the government trying to correct or overcorrect things that they've seen as problematic in the past are also creating some issues as well.
We're talking with Guy Timberlake with the American Small Business Coalition. I wonder what sort of effect you're starting to see on the relationship between businesses and the federal government, or has there been an effect yet?
Well, and that is also one of the other parts that was addressed in the poll. And one of the things that I've seen, and actually, you know, Jason Miller, who did a an article years ago with another publication, it really, that article had to do with relationships between government and industry. It's really coming true right now. There's a lot of infighting on the Hill between the White House and some of the agencies relative to communications between government and industry in the pre-RFP stage. And, you know, you've got, you know, the folks at OFPP and Dan Gordon very specifically talking about how the conversation, the dialogue, you know, is beneficial to government as they try to, you know, formulate their strategies. But then I know that there are some representatives in Congress and I think generally on in the White House that want to more or less cease and desist these communications. And one of the things that's happening is there's that ever-increasing level of protests that are occurring right now. And I think a lot of contractors feel that if there were more dialogue between, you know, themselves and the agencies, that a lot of this could probably be alleviated.
We only have about 45 seconds left, but I wanted to clarify with you where things are going from here and what we should be watching for. Do you see this as being a pendulum swinging back and forth and just part of the cycle? Or could there actually be a freezing effect when it comes to people or private industry that wants to do business with the federal government?
Well, and I think it's there's two things that are happening. Because of the economic downturn, a lot of companies that would not have looked at government contracting previously are diving in head first. So there's an increase in competition, as it were, in the industrial base. But at the same time, a lot of folks that have been here for a while, you know, those that can't figure out how to, you know, navigate what's happening now, we're seeing folks begin to seriously take a look at walking away from it.
Guy Timberlake is the Chief Visionary Officer and CEO of the American Small Business Coalition. It's always great talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Amy, thanks very much. Have a great day.
And our listeners can learn more and hear this entire interview on federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.